This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You know, it's amazing how our view of the Knicks has changed so dramatically, where the play-in is not the thing, that they could actually finish fifth. Because they're just a half game behind the Heat. And you just assume that the Nets are going to drop out of the first six spots. And I think they make it in a play-in because they still have talent there. But that talent has to mesh. And you heard, if you listened earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, what Tim Legler said. They don't have that go-to guy that's going to get them a bucket when they need it. The closest thing to that you would think is Spencer Dinwiddie. And was a good player. Bridges is a good player as well. I like their team. But it's not the same team as when you had KD and Kyrie to go to when you needed a bucket. The Knicks, though, they are making it happen. Very quietly, they got Josh Hart. And Josh Hart is a perfect player for what Tom Thibodeau is trying to do. And our producer, Anthony Pusick, came up with a great parallel. And it's between the Jets and the Knicks. So when the Knicks got Jalen Brunson, nobody was going crazy. Nobody was celebrating. Nobody was saying, this is it. This is the thing that changes us from a play-in team into a legitimate playoff team. No, he said that. Because he almost seemed like everybody's second choice. Everybody wanted the big star. I wanted Donovan Mitchell. And they looked at Jalen Brunson. Well, he's not going to move the needle that much. But what we failed to realize is that the Knicks have been so bereft at the point guard position that this guy's one of the best point guards they've had in 20 years. And it's hard to win in the NBA when you don't have a guy distributing the basketball. And that was one of the problems last year with Julius Randle. He shouldn't be handling the ball as much as he did. Now, that falls to Jalen Brunson. So, although it wasn't everybody's luxury car that they wanted, they got a mid-sized car, and you know, it's taken them exactly where they want to go, and it has improved the way people look at the Knicks. Now, let's shift over to the Jets. So everybody wants them to get Aaron Rodgers, including me. But would it be so terrible, everybody, if the consolation prize is Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo? Could they be equal to what Jalen Brunson is to the Knicks? Because, again, the Knicks didn't have a real good point guard for 20 years. Now they've got a really good point guard. Is he a superstar? Absolutely not. But he has changed the perception of the team. If you have to quote-unquote settle for Derek Carr or settle for Jimmy Garoppolo, think about this. Don, how much better are they than the quarterbacks that they've run out there the last 10 years?
Way better.
So the second prize here is not that bad for the Jets.
No. And as a matter of fact, the second prize, it could be pretty attractive because you were a 7-10 team with virtually no quarterback play. So Aaron Rodgers is obviously, you know, reaching for the stars because I think you can win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. You see the kind of quarterback play you need to win the big game, right? I mean, that's what you need. But you get Derek Carr. You get Garoppolo. Garoppolo's played in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not impossible to think. See, with the Knicks, you're looking at Brunson as the consolation prize to maybe your ceiling being playing in the second round, but you're not going to dance with the big boys. You're not getting to the conference final. But in football, can Derek Carr lead the Jets to the conference final? Yeah. Can Garoppolo do that? Why not? I don't think you can win the Super Bowl, but could you get to the championship game? Maybe you catch a few breaks and you find yourself in the Super Bowl? There's a possibility. Like, there's no shot, no matter how well the Knicks play, how well the Hart deal works, that they're going to play for a championship. But with Carr and Garoppolo, they could. They could play in the third round, for sure.
Now, the problem that the Jets have, Don, this guy's going underground for 4 days, whenever it is, whether it's Friday, whether it's tomorrow, and it's a complicated slog to get Aaron Rodgers. And once he decides, okay, I'm going to play, but I'm not going to play for Green Bay, you heard what Steve Young said yesterday. Tax implications are, in fact, going to be a consideration. So the two teams that people think he might want to go to, and remember, the Packers are supposedly not going to trade him to an NFC team. That being said, it's going to be the Raiders or the Jets. There's no state tax in Nevada. There's a hell of a tax in New Jersey and New York. So we don't know what they're going to get. We don't know if they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. We do know that today, Derek Carr has been released by the Raiders. And if you don't act on this right now, he might sign with the Carolina Panthers. He might sign with any number of teams who desperately need a quarterback. So if you sit back, Don, and you wait for that glimmering car that might not be made available by your dealer, you might be taking an Uber for the rest of the year. You might not have a car. You might be left without a chair. Can I get another one in there? The music is going to stop. And who are you going to have, Ryan Tannehill? Because that, to me, is an epic fail. Ryan Tannehill is not Jalen Brunson.
Here's my question. How different is Jimmy G than Tannehill?
I think he's much better. Much better quarterback. But he's been in a Super Bowl.
I know, but with such great coaching.
Okay.
A system that literally makes no names. Pro bowlers, practically. I don't know. I'm asking the question. I'm not saying I'm completely sure. But, Don, it's like, I guess the only names that I feel comfortably you're definitely going to be in a better place after Rodgers, to me, is Carr. I mean, Jimmy G is going to be better than Zach Wilson. Let me be fair on that. He will be. But also, you might end up seeing Zach Wilson because Jimmy G gets hurt every single season. So I don't think you're going to get incredible play from him. And he's not going to last the entire season. Tannehill, you know you're going to get average play, but you might get a whole season from him. Both would be better than Wilson if they're playing.
Right.
But Derek Carr, to me, and this is, I argue with people on this. Some people think Derek Carr is a joke. They really do. They like do not see it at all. Derek Carr does not miss games. He's a locker room guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants to prove something after the debacle in Vegas the last couple of years. I think Derek Carr is a massive upgrade. Is it Aaron Rodgers? No. But you're going to have it. You could get him for a while, and it's a massive upgrade from what they've had.
I'm just worried that they are going to wait for Aaron Rodgers, and there's going to be no one there other than...
So tell me. So then would you rather them...
Baker Mayfield or Ryan Tannehill.
So would you rather them say, we're not going to gamble on Rodgers. Let's just go get Carr.
I don't like to gamble, okay?
Yeah,
so
the Oscar gamble.
What I would do... I'd find out for sure if I have a chance at Rodgers and then act quickly. I find out through one of his quote-unquote inner circle.
I was going to say, how do you get to the inner circle,
You've
though?
Got to find out. You cannot let it. You can't roll your season on a hope. Gee, I hope he comes out of that hole and decides to play for the Jets, and then you're left holding nothing.
Well, wouldn't you imagine, suffice it to say, that today three or four teams at least are on the phone with Derek Carr's agent? Right now?
Absolutely. More than that.
Maybe five or six.
There's so many teams that need quarterbacks.
I know.
And that's why he decided, don't trade me to Carolina. I want to control my destiny. I want to go where I want to go. And I'm going to get a lot more money.
He's going to get a lot of money. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
And another thing that this leads to, I mean, we all started throwing up in our mouth when we thought, Daniel Jones going to get $35 million? Well, you know what? Damn well he is.
Damn well.
I mean, Justin Herbert's going to get $49 million. So
yeah,
Daniel Jones had a good season at the perfect time.
Yeah, and Justin Herbert's about $15 million better than Daniel Jones. Yeah, I'll take that.
Very weird. 1-800-919-3776. Now, Darius Slay took a shot at Juju Smith-Schuster. Because Smith-Schuster made fun of James Bradbury.
It's too bad. By the way, it's too bad this didn't happen the week before the Super Bowl when nothing interesting happened at all.
And
we got to wait a year for this to play out.
I got to tell you what, nothing is as illuminative. I don't know if I made that word illuminating as players without guardrails on social media, because it just shouts out to the masses, idiot. When no one's telling you the right thing to do and you just act on your own impulses, idiot. Why would Juju Smith-Schuster think that's a good thing to do? You won. You're on the end of, on the positive end of a decisive call in the Super Bowl. Shut up. Take the Lombardi Trophy and go away. Why do you have to rub it into James Bradbury, who, by the way, acted with the immense amount of class that anybody could have?
That's the worst part of it.
Right. If he had said, I didn't touch him, then go for it. The guy admitted it. Now you're going to make fun of him and kind of make him a jerk? Well, you're the one who looks like a jerk now. Jerk Smith-Schuster.
Jerk Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. What a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, totally unnecessary. I'm with you. If Bradberry had in any way not been all class, we all sat here and literally remarked after we played the Bradberry audio yesterday, which if you didn't hear it, Bradberry just completely owned that he held. How do you when someone goes that classy decide to take the shot at them? It's not smart.
Darius Slay tweeted out, "Come on, nah, bruh, doing too much." I'm sure that'll be a drop.
We could hear that again. Come on, nah, brah.
Well, how do you pronounce that?
Let me take a look here.
How would you pronounce that?
Hold on. It went away. I lost it, sadly.
Give it back.
Unfortunately. Now I'm seeing all kinds of weird things I don't want to see.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know
what some of those things are.
Right there.
All right, let me see. Come on, nah, brah.
I said it right. Written.
He was trying to say, I assume he's trying to say, come on now, brah.
But nah.
But he went, come on, nah, brah.
You just thought I mispronounced it. I think I nailed the pronunciation.
You know what? Anthony, do us a favor. I'd like to get Bradberry on the show. It's an interesting conversation. It's good old JB.
Yeah, why not? Okay. And see if you get Rogers on, too, before he goes into the hole.
That would be... I got to tell you right now, Anthony.
You'd earn your money.
If you can... If you could get Aaron Rodgers before he goes into the hole, you surpass Andrew Gundling and Ryan Hurley in all-time producers on the show.
And just tell him that Pat McAfee is guest hosting the show.
Oh, that's a good point.
And I'll do the interview in my T-shirt. Come on, nah, brah. Perfect. Doing too much. Let's go to Lou in Long Island. Lou, what's
Don
up?
Don did?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah,
sure.
Perfect.
So I just heard you guys talking about Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I wanted to throw this out. If those two deals happen to fall through, how do you guys feel about a pivot to Lamar Jackson or trading picks to Chicago for Justin Fields?
I'd go Lamar Jackson. I don't believe that the Ravens are going to trade him. Justin Fields, Lou, it doesn't float my boat. I'm sorry. It doesn't float my boat. If he's that good, why would the Bears, with the number one pick in the draft, trade him? If he's that good, why would they trade him? And then have to do it all over again with a young quarterback with the first pick in the draft. I don't get it. I don't understand how that works. So Justin Fields, I know, can run. Can he throw? And the same question is about Lamar Jackson. But Lamar Jackson is an MVP in the NFL. I don't believe that the Ravens, if you take them at their word, they're going to trade the guy. The Jets are going to have to do something funky. They're going to have to do something aggressive if Rodgers turns them down and the quarterback well is dried up. Jimbo in Florham Park. Jimbo.
How you doing, guys?
Good, you?
Pretty good. Just wanted to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers.
Let's see what you guys think. Let's do it.
One thing, you know, I'm a Giant fan, but I got a lot of friends who are Jet fans, and, you know, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers taking them to the Super Bowl. Now, that's great, but he makes a lot of money. And truthfully, he hasn't been to the Super Bowl for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on some, you know, really good teams in Green Bay. Last year, they weren't too good, but he made the playoffs all through those years, and he didn't go to the Super Bowl. And people are thinking they're going to give him $50 million a year and that he's going to snap his fingers and the Jets are going to be in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it's possible.
But, Jimbo, let me stop you. Would they make the playoffs with him?
It's possible they almost made it, but they almost made it with Zach.
But Jim,
you know?
No, they didn't almost make it. They were 7-10. But Jimbo, they haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. So I'm not saying that Rodgers automatically. I am of the opinion. I think I'm in lockstep with you. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team with Aaron Rodgers. I don't. But they damn well are a playoff team. And then you roll the dice with a quarterback maybe reaching back and his greatness shows up, and he's got a lot more weapons around him. He's better than what they have. He's better than what they've had for 10 years. They haven't made the playoffs in 10 years in a league where it seems like everybody makes the playoffs. 10 years. And you know, he's been only one Super Bowl. The Jets haven't been to one in 53 years.
I know. It's actually hard to even think about. If you look at each one, like if they got Derek Carr, Michael, when was the last time they had a quarterback as good as Derek Carr? Vinny's good year?
Vinny's good year with Parcells. I don't think Mark Sanchez is as good as Derek Carr.
No. Chad might have had a year or two as good as Derek. I don't think he has much arm talent. We know Chad didn't have great, crazy arm talent.
Brett Favre.
The Favre year.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, though, essentially, Michael, between right now and Joe Namath, they had maybe a collective four seasons with better quarterback play than Derek Carr. Jimmy G, not that different. Maybe there have been five seasons in the last 50 years where they had someone better than Jimmy G. They have not had a quarterback. You just don't want to risk getting no one.
Sauce Gardner just tweeted out.
He's weighing in on the Bradbury thing?
No, he's weighing in on Derek Carr.
Oh.
Hey, Derek Carr, you remember your last words before I left the Pro Bowl? No need for a response. I'm just asking. Crying emoji, laughing, crying emoji. So maybe Carr said, I want to go to the Jets. Come on, nah, brah.
Come on, nah,
doing
bruh.
Too much.
I'd be, listen, I'm annoyed that the Commanders aren't in on Derek Carr.
You're annoyed?
I am. I would actually believe, like, hey, we got something interesting next year with Derek Carr. That's how I feel. I've always been impressed with him. But I liked him on Hard Knocks. I like his arm. I like the way he talks in tough spots.
You don't mind that it looks like he's wearing eyeliner?
No.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with that.
The New York Islanders' 50th anniversary season continues with celebrations and giveaways all season long at UBS Arena. ESPN New York wants to make you a part of this historic season. Enter to win 2 free tickets. See the Islanders face off against the Winnipeg Jets at home on February 22nd. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll down to contests, and submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Be sure to visit NewYorkIslanders.com for team news, tickets, and more. And catch every Islanders game live on the Islanders stream, heard only on the ESPN New York app, which is a great app. Download it. You could take us anywhere. All right, we'll come back. A lot of people want to talk about Rodgers, Carr, about the ill-advised tweet by Juju Smith-Schuster. Sure, you know, Andy Reid should call him up and go, what are you doing, brah? What are you doing? Although I can't picture Andy saying brah.
Don did? No, he's not a big brah guy.
Well, maybe he should be. 1-800-919-3776.
Wow.
No, I mean, it can relate better to players.
I'm a big boy.
It can relate better to players.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's go back to the phones. A lot of people want to talk about Rodgers, Juju Smith-Schuster, antagonizing James Bradbury for some reason. Let's go to Rob in Brooklyn. Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey,
same to you.
I want to talk about the Bradbury play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing I think everyone missing is he got away with it early in the game around the third quarter.
And a lot worse.
And that was more egregious.
Yeah, a lot worse.
Right. It was more egregious. So he got away with it. So he should have said, you know what, I got away with it once, but I have always taught this to the young adults that I coach. I coach football and basketball. I have a 22-year-old son. So I coached him most of his life. So I always tell him, don't make a big fuss. Don't worry. It always evens out in the end. You don't get the call now, don't worry, it evens out. And that's what I felt happened. It evened out later. He didn't get, you know, he got away with it earlier. And then at the end, it evens out. But usually when it evens out, it's not as bad as the one the first time, just like that time. The first time is more egregious. He got away with it. Now this time it's worse when you don't do it as bad and you get caught.
Well, so I hear what you're saying, Rob. But a makeup call should not be made with, you know, 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl of a tie game. And I think that, you know, the egregious hold that he got away with earlier is one of the reasons why I think you don't make the call. Because I believe you do make the call no matter what time of the game it is. A hold is a hold is a hold. Kurt Warner last night on Twitter was saying it's ridiculous that that call shouldn't be made at that point. Well, if it's a hold, it should be. But since he got away with it earlier in the game and it was much worse, if you're James Bradberry, you probably think, I can get away with it again. And all players want in any sport in their officiating is consistency. They want the calls to be made the same way in the second quarter as they are in the fourth quarter. I don't have a problem with them making that call at the end of the game. I just have a problem that something worse was not called earlier in the game. That's that kind of, you know, makes me think that wasn't the right call at the right time. Let's go to Ron in Chester. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Michael, Peter, how are you guys doing?
We're great. How about you?
Good, good. So my concern with the Jets situation is that, you know, this whole conversation, should we go after Carr? Should we go after Rodgers? My concern is, what makes the Jets such an interesting landing place? The fact that they're in the AFC and have all those hot quarterbacks that they have to go against for the next 10 or 15 years. Wouldn't a much softer landing spot for Derek Carr be the NFC South? You got three jobs there, Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa Bay, all desperately needing a quarterback in a bad division, in better weather, against softer competition throughout the NFC. So my concern is the Jets are really not going to be a landing spot for any of the quarterbacks, not desirable.
Well, you know, you bring up great points, and Carr has, because he became a free agent, although there was talk about trading him to Carolina, Carr now has that choice to make. Now, the only thing that the Jets give you is the attraction of New York, and what does that attraction mean now? Is it any less than it used to be? And slaying the dragon. Because the Knick player that comes in and slays the dragon for the Knicks is going to be held in the same esteem maybe as Walt Frazier and Dave DeBuscher. I'm just thinking. The player that slays the dragon for the Jets is going to be a god here forever. What does that mean to players? I'm not sure. The easier route to the Super Bowl is in the NFC. Because look at the animals that are in the AFC that you have to get through. Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, just to name a few, Justin Herbert. They're only going to get better. So it's tough to get to the Super Bowl. You have to slay two of them to get to the Super Bowl. Two just to get to the Super Bowl. That's why there's still a chance that Aaron Rodgers stays with the Packers, Peter, because that's his easiest route to the Super Bowl.
I agree. I'm sort of confused, actually, at this point as to why he wouldn't stay, besides the fact that it would be really fun for us if he went to the Jets.
Right.
Where's the better opportunity?
The better opportunity to go to the Super Bowl is in the NFC.
And are the Jets markedly better than the Packers?
Well, the Jets have a top five defense.
They do.
And
they got some nice
people
weapons.
People like their weapons.
But as the season went on, though, Watson developed a lot for, like, he seems like he has a true number one now in Jordan Watson back in Green Bay. The Green Bay defense really underperformed last year, but they have a lot of talent on that side of the ball. A couple of studs. Gary had like a torn ACL, so he'll come back. They will be better on defense next year. It took them a long time to get it together. But even if they are a little bit worse than the Jets, even a full level worse than the Jets, aren't you probably better off being a full level worse in the NFC than having to deal with the hosses in the AFC?
And forget about the AFC conference, right?
The East?
Just look at the East. I mean, I don't think Buffalo's falling off the cliff.
No, their window's closing, but they're not going to fall off the cliff next year.
They're not falling off the cliff. You still have Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Dolphins are going to get better if you know, God willing, Tagovailoa doesn't continue to get concussions. And I never bet against Bill Belichick.
No, they're not going to be the Patriots are never going to be two easy wins.
Right, they're not going to be Tom Brady's Patriots, but they're going to be always around 10-7.
Right.
So
always competing for the playoffs.
I mean, you could have a decent team and finish last.
Yeah, it's not terribly appealing. And you're going to have incredible scrutiny.
Right.
And a media that is just on you.
And I'm telling you, everybody, and I'm not being that guy, and I don't think Peter's being that guy either, Rodgers would be scrutinized, and there's a possibility he'd be villainized if he came to the Jets. I was a member of the print media in this city, his act will not play well. If he plays great, nobody cares. But if he has a rough patch and does that holier than thou, I'm smarter than you, he'll be written about the same way Kyrie was written about. He just will. The media does not want an athlete up there saying, I'm smarter than you. I mean, you could think you're smarter than the media, but you don't have to like try to flaunt it. That's what Kyrie did. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. And I think that sometimes rubs them the wrong way. And I know every single member of the media is supposed to be totally down the middle objective, but every member of the media happens to be a human being, and they're going to react off the way they're treated and the way they're spoken to and the way they're dealt with. And Aaron Rodgers treats you like you're lesser than he is.
I'm not going to play great.
I went to Cal Berkeley. I'm smarter than you. That's all there is to it. And then he talks in those, his word salads that Kyrie talks in. He has to play great in order not to be bothered.
By the way, I said Jordan Watson. I meant Christian Watson. For some reason, I always confuse Jordan and Christian. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I apologize.
Talk about that in therapy.
It's really sad that you're so therapy averse. Although a friend did reach out and say, we can't have Michael go to therapy. The darkness is needed. It's what really drives the show.
Was that Ebros?
No, it wasn't Ebros. Someone reached out, a friend, and said,
well, you definitely would ruin the secret sauce of me. If you somehow made me happy.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We can't have that. We need you to be miserable.
You need a damaged, miserable human being.
That's exactly. Someone who at night is just sitting there, thoughts racing, praying he falls asleep.
Right. Gee, what bad things could happen today?
Would you ever consider doing like a nighttime meditation to go to sleep?
No. I can't do it.
With like an app?
No.
That just like
please.
Says like peaceful things and thoughts.
Those are Tonka trucks.
No, they're not.
No.
Me and Natalie do them together.
Really?
Both knock out before it's over.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm lying?
I'm not saying that you're lying, but maybe you and Natalie are weak-minded, and I'm not.
It's not. Well, hold on. You think it's trickery?
Yeah, I think it's trickery where people that are not strong-willed go, oh, this is supposed to make me go to sleep. I'm sleeping.
Oh, that is, of all the insane things I've heard you say, that is among the most.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island. Ira!
Hey, Michael, how are you? And Peter, you're right. As much as I'm shaky with Rodgers, if it's going to keep Michael here, then let's bring him on board. you can't walk away from Aaron Rodgers. You got to do at least 1 year with Aaron Rodgers.
You know that's right. If he comes here, I'd have to really consider it.
You have to. But with that said, I do agree with your assessment. I thought that was a great analogy. And while it would be a lot of fun, I agree with you. I really don't think as of right now, the Jets were a Super Bowl away with Aaron Rodgers added. And I do think Derek Carr is a better long-term investment. And you can continuously go to the playoffs with him. I think Pete is definitely right about, I think he's not being looked upon as one of the better quarterbacks. I think he is. And just Jet history, you take away Navy, you take away Pennington, I don't know, Testaverde, Kenny O'Brien, he's right up there without even taking a snap for the Jets. So I think, listen, if Mike White stayed healthy last year, they would have gone to the playoffs with Mike White. Mm. You add Derek Carr to this team. If I'm Joe Douglas, just like Rex did with getting Bart Scott, Joe Douglas should be at the driveway at Derek Carr right now, and he can't take no for an answer. Because I am not doing this sultry dance with Aaron Rodgers for the next week, 2, 3 weeks, month, whatever it might be. If I could get Derek Carr within the next couple of days, I'm getting the deal done.
Yeah, I feel you. I hear you. But the things that we're hearing is that the Jets want Rodgers. And I think they're going to get him. I don't know if they're right. Because, again, Rodgers said nobody knows me except the people in the inner circle and they don't talk. Rick DiPietro has chimed in.
Oh.
About boy.
The thing you said about Natalie and you.
Okay.
He said, if I was lying next to Peter in bed, I'd pretend to be sleeping too.
That's terrible.
It's not what you want, Don.
So you got me okay? You can hear me?
Yeah,
what happened, Don?
What's going on? You sound strange, like you're on a walkie-talkie now, but tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm on Zoom, so it's like you're doing an interview with Frank Isola.
By the way, it's a very good-sounding Zoom. It's just different. What happened, though?
No, apparently, upon further investigation, there's a cell tower in Vancouver that went down.
Oh, no.
And we have lost, I don't want to get too technical, but in order to make this, because hotels don't have hard lines anymore.
Barely ever.
It's all Wi-Fi. So now in order for the Comrex to work, you need a cradle point, it's called, that picks up cell tower service that you can use for your signal. Well, if the cell tower goes down and apparently there's an outage in Vancouver, that's why I disappeared the way
here's
that
my,
I did.
Here's so, my concern. Here's
that?
My concern. Yes. I have a theory.
Uh-huh.
If you've been watching the news recently, I don't know if you guys know this. It just seems like UFOs are now a regular occurrence almost on the daily.
Right.
A couple of these unidentified flying objects mm-hmm. were in sort of that neck of the woods of Canada.
So you think one of them fell onto the cell tower and you're done?
I'm saying it's a UFO situation. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Listen, I'm not mad at do I think she went a little far last time? I do, but I love Tessa. She's great, and she just can't have anything to say about the Giants right now.
Tessa, New Jersey. Tessa.
Oh, my God. Why am I the bad guy? You know how much I love y'all. We were just two passionate fans just having a conversation, even though for 2 weeks I was Mrs. Bad Guy because of you.
Well, no, you didn't.
Not to me, Tessa. I love
Some people can't take it, Tessa.
No, she...
Darn, I think you're right. I was like, they were like, how dare you get Peter that mad?
No. You said one thing. You called me a loser. You had one thing that was triggering. You were like...
Oh, my God. Loser mentality, Peter. I didn't say you were a loser.
I gotta go back and listen to the tape. What do you have today, Tessa?
I would never do that. I'm not disrespectful like that. I said loser mentality because of your franchise. That's what I said. I would never call you a loser, but I didn't mean to get into your skin like that. You know I love y'all.
We love you.
Give you a couple of weeks to relax.
Thank you, thank you, Tessa. What do you got?
Listen, okay. So this is what I wanted to say to you guys really quick. Why is everybody jumping on this Aaron Rodgers bandwagon? Of course, he's one of the greats. But he is older, and I know his receiving core wasn't the best. However, he didn't have, like, a phenomenal year. Like, why did the Jets fan – I can't speak for it because I had longevity with Eli, but why would the Jets fans want a good maybe two, maybe three seasons when maybe with Carr they can get, like, 4 to 6 more? Like, I don't understand why they want him that bad.
Rodgers is better.
I don't think he's built for New York. I just don't think he's built for New York. I don't think he's going to be able to handle it, the media – I don't know why they keep jumping on him. I think they either need to go to the draft or really try to get Carr. I don't know why they keep – why would you – guys, my question is this. Why would they just want two maybe great seasons with Rodgers compared to maybe more longevity? That's what I'm saying. They need a quarterback.
Because you just said it, Tess, because you get two great seasons and Carr, you might get four or five good seasons. Do you want two great seasons or four or five really good seasons?
Listen, Aaron Rodgers had an off season, and you showed the stat, Michael. It's like he'd be like the top five in history in every category on what was considered an off season for Rodgers, with a bad thumb that'll be healed, with weapons, with a top five defense. I think they got an excellent chance to win the Super Bowl over the next couple of years with Aaron Rodgers. 5 years of Derek Carr, 5 playoffs, they'll compete. But I don't believe you'll have a shot at a Super Bowl the way you would with Aaron Rodgers in those 2 years, and that's the answer.
I'm arguing with Ballard right now, who wrote, how are people comparing Carr and Rodgers? There's no comparison. Carr is younger, so great. You have more used to be mediocre. Is that it? If the Jets can't win a Super Bowl with Rodgers, they won't be winning a Super Bowl with anyone. Listen, I hear you. Rodgers is the better player. But there are a few factors here that are relevant. Number one, you don't know when it's going to end for Rodgers. I got news for you. I could be completely wrong. I don't think he's lasting as long as Brady, guys. I don't think he's going to be good till he's 45 years old. That was a practically once-in-a-lifetime kind of situation. Rodgers moves more. He's not built the same way. Frankly, he doesn't even avoid sacks in the same way that Brady does. I don't know that I think he's lasting that long. And then there's the fact that he could be a major headache for you. You don't know if after a year he's going to start deciding, I want to do other weird stuff. Derek Carr is not nearly as good as Aaron Rodgers. We all know that. But you may get him to commit to much more, know that he's not going anywhere on you, and know that his body's going to hold up for longer. The man has never missed a game.
And everybody has some Derek Carr hate. The year before, under an interim head coach, they went to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I understand what – it's like you're having a really simple argument. How can you say that Derek Carr is as good as Aaron Rodgers? No one's saying that. But there are factors you have to weigh in when making a decision.
Of course, but you ask yourself, are you going to get two Aaron Rodgers type seasons? And I think you will. And that's two legitimate kicks at the can for a Super Bowl. Derek Carr, we don't know how he can play in huge games. He's only played in the postseason once. How do we know how he plays in cold weather, guys?
But
never
he doesn't.
Had to do
he doesn't,
that.
He doesn't play well in cold weather right. But that could change.
That could change. That doesn't mean that if he all of a sudden becomes a cold weather quarterback that he can't go out there and play well. And besides, the way things are going now, what temperatures are you going to have to deal with during the course of a New York winter anymore? But still, I mean, he's a good quarterback. I think Garoppolo's a good quarterback. I think there's limitations, however. But I think you're going to get a good couple of years out of Rodgers. And, yeah, I don't think he'll play till he's 45, but he's turning 40. Can he play till he's 41, Peter? 42? If he plays till he's 42, I get three seasons of elite quarterback play with this team. I like my chances.
Let's go to Steve in Long Island. Steve-O.
Hi, guys. I have to echo what everyone else is saying. I think Rodgers, first of all, is a flake. I think maybe you'll get 2 years out of him. But with Derek Carr, you're building for the next 4 or 5 years. Okay, he's a guy that's going to be committed to you, and I think you could build a team around him. Plus, you don't have to give up the draft picks to get Rodgers. And the money that you're going to spend on him, I think, is a waste. I don't know that this team is ready to go to a Super Bowl in 2 years.
Well, I mean, then you got to – then Steve, if you believe that, then don't get Rodgers. If you don't think they're ready to go to the Super Bowl, and I'm not convinced they are. I'm sorry, I'm not convinced they are. Then Rodgers is not your go-to. You're absolutely right. But if you think, Don, that they have a chance, then I think it's a no-brainer. Rodgers is your guy over Carr.
I think you've got a chance. You've got a top-five defense that I think only could get better. And, all right, so you might lose the 13th overall pick. And maybe you have to give up a first-round pick, which will probably be in the late 20s in that second year. So what are you giving up that's going to affect you in the now? You've got weapons. Hall's going to come back next year. You've got the offensive rookie of the year in Wilson. You've got a great defense, and then you're going to plug in great quarterback play. They were 7-10 with no quarterback. They were 5-2 with Zach Wilson giving the ball to the other team. How do you account for that, Michael? Wilson did not play well, and they won 5 out of 7 games. Then eventually the play got just so putrid, they just couldn't move forward with it. And you graduate to an Aaron Rodgers. What do you think that team last year would have finished? At 7-10, they would have finished at least with 10, 11 wins. And well, now you get a year older with that roster. You're telling me they're not going to compete for be a 12, 13-win team?
We're going around the league on 98.7 ESPN, driven by Ramsey Mazda. Let's go to Steve in Staten Island. Steve. Steve.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Stevie Steve.
Hi, Don. Hi, Peter. Don, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, all right?
Thank you, sir.
No problem. I'm a Giant fan, but I'm not serious. I have a neighbor who's a Jet fan, and I just tell him, you know, I hear the comments, I hear other callers call. I don't understand it. Like, I'm not trying to say Derek Carr's a bad quarterback. What I'm trying to say is if you can get Aaron Rodgers, whether it's for 2 years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you go get him if you can get him? Because there's no way in hell you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl with Derek Carr. I'm just sorry. Maybe Jimmy G, maybe, possibly, in a system. But if you can get Aaron Rodgers, why wouldn't you get him? I don't understand. What's this? Wait 5 years. The last caller saying, build around with Derek Carr. I mean, listen, these opportunities don't – because the cornerback that you got, the Jets got – The guy, two rookies. These guys ain't going to be rookies no more. You're going to have to pay these guys, and eventually those guys are going to leave, and then that's what happens. So if you have a window, you should go and get Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Steve, I think the Jets think along with you, and I listen. Yeah. I don't want to psychoanalyze Jet fans, but I don't think they know how to deal with nice things. They can't even wrap their minds around getting Aaron Rodgers, so they just want to go to Derek Carr. The only compelling argument, in my opinion, Don and Peter, is this: the draft picks. Because you still have holes on the Jets. If you sign Carr, nothing. Nothing. He's a dead free agent. Nothing. You don't have to give anything at all to the Raiders. You're going to have to give a lot to the Packers to get Aaron Rodgers. That's the only compelling argument.
But I mean, to me, just to play pop psychologist, Michael, if you fail with Derek Carr,
right,
it hurts. If you fail with Aaron Rodgers, it's devastating. I think that's what's happening with Jet fans. Like Derek Carr, your expectations will be playoff team. And hey, if we make a run to the Super Bowl, great. But if we fall short, hey, we still had a great season. You get Aaron Rodgers, you become a Super Bowl contender, which means if you don't go to the Super Bowl, it's an epic fail. And I think Jet fans are afraid of the epic fail because that's usually what happens. Dare to be great, people. Dare to be great.
Ray on Twitter makes a really good point that we haven't considered either. I thought about it. I haven't said it. if the Jets are committed to Zach Wilson, then you don't want Carr to be there because it's long-term and you're going to lose Zach. You want Rodgers there for the short term to turn it over to Zach. So if they think that Zach is the real deal, that they just have to straighten him out, change the spark plugs or whatever, maybe he'll learn under Rodgers, who was his idol, that also comes into consideration. Well, if you bring in Derek Carr for 6 years, Zach Wilson's gone. He's dead. He's gone. You can't keep him.
Do you think that's really a consideration when you're living in the now, when you may not be around in the next couple of years?
I don't know.
When Woody Johnson's talking about spending big money for a quarterback, do you think in the back of his mind he's thinking an avenue for Zach Wilson, or is Woody Johnson thinking Zach Wilson's done? I don't know if you can really afford to have Zach Wilson in your thought process. What gives you the best chance to win in 2023? Because there's a very good chance, Michael, if they don't win in 2023, the guys making these decisions are going to be gone.
I just don't understand how everyone – listen, I think you make a play for Rodgers, okay? But you absolutely do. But to Michael's point, if you're not really convinced you have a shot at him, don't waste the time so you have nothing.
Right.
You have to know you have a shot at it and do the intel to make sure you do. And then furthermore, people acting as if Rodgers is no risk at nearly 40 years old, I think they're being delusional.
If you find out, guys, that Carr's on the verge of signing with the Saints or the Panthers, then you say, I got to give up on the Rodgers. I got to swoop in and get Carr. I can't have Ryan Tannehill as my fallback. I can't. Well, if you start to see Carr or Garoppolo, if these guys start coming off the board, you're going to have to move because that's going to be your motivation. Mike White and Ryan Tannehill cannot be your fallbacks when you've got these kind of quarterbacks available.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.